Now, I'm going to pray with you different. I'm trying to line Word of Life up. Those of you who are here, say from Columbus, Ohio, you will hear this immediately. But our prayer will be different because apostolically, on last Sunday, the Bible talks about the third heavens, right? So that's one layer, the celestial with the stars and the moon. Then the second one is demonical, where Satan cohorts try to stop us from receiving from the third heaven, which is heaven. We got that from Daniel praying. And Daniel, when the answer arrived, the angel said to Daniel, it was 21 days later, the first day you prayed, we heard, but there was warfare in the second heaven trying to block from coming what you had asked for. But amazingly, in an open vision last Sunday, I saw God stuck his hand in the second heaven and left it there. And left it there. Like that whole, those four men were boring that man. They couldn't get to Jesus. They drilled a hole in top of that house, you remember? Well, now the body of Christ has Jesus' hand stuck with an opening in the second heaven. In other words, there's an opening. If you know about it, the demonic powers can't stop your prayer, can't stop your answers. And you know, I believe he's going to leave it in there. So it'll make everything else sweatless and more easier, because the warfare will not have to be as strong, because just like he split the curtain, he cut the curtain in two, split the rock, and all the grave came open. And now he got his hand stuck there. So for a moment, we're going to pray under some apostolic seals that I want to put on your life so you can contain this word that's going to come. So I'll make a statement which will be an apostolic seal, and I want you to go into warfare. Pray about it for a few minutes. When I say amen, you stop, and I'll give you another one. And then finally I'll say, I learned it from one of my brothers, a prophet, and I saw him doing it in his church. I watched him over the years, and I sensed that anointing had risen upon me for the body of Christ. You listen very carefully to the first thing we're going to pray about. And you don't repeat it, just listen to it. Today, I will hear the voice of the word so clear, it will clear my life from opposing circumstances. Pray about that a minute. I will hear the voice so clear. Keep praying. It will clear my life from opposing circumstances. Come on. Anything opposing you right now is being dealt with. Anything opposing you right now is being dealt with. Thank you, Lord. The line is clear. In Jesus' name, amen. My heart will rejoice over the truth that will give me complete freedom. Go ahead and pray about it. Complete freedom. Completed freedom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Today, I will learn how to obey God at every turn. Come on, pray about that. I will learn how to obey God at every turn. In Jesus' name, amen. Now listen up, because something's about to happen to you now. Listen. All negative drama come to an end in your life today. Shout out about you. Pray about it. All negative drama come to an end in your life today. Good God Almighty. All negative drama. Come to an end today. As I hear the word. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. We'll do one more. These come in my spirit while I'm praying for the meeting. The value of my life increases 100-fold today and forever. Pray about that. 100-fold. What? The value of my life increases 100-fold today and forever. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You may be seated. In the book of Jude, J-U-D-E, Jude, praying in the spirit unlocks the present day ministry of the Holy Spirit. I want to unlock it today because he's going to do some things in you this week. Another way, another time, you're going to read, as we read the text, switching from your senses to your spirit. Switching from your senses to your spirit. We have problem as believers because we operate too much in the senses. You have to know how to switch from your senses. There's time to use your senses to cross the road when a car not coming. You use your senses there. Dog barking and slobbing out the mouth and you in the yard, run. You use your senses there. But the spirit world is a different world. And when you are born again and became a Christian, you had the opportunity now to live at a higher level. Say higher level. Your higher level, there's nothing can contend with you if you know how to operate in faith properly and be led by the Spirit. There's absolutely nothing can contend with you. You're in another class because you're a child of the living God. Amen?
Amen.
Can I get a loud amen on that?
Amen.
I want you to understand that you've got to understand as a believer that you're in another class. But that class, you have to know how to operate and how to function in it, because you can be pulled down to your soul level. You can be pulled down to your sense level and not ignited by the Holy Ghost in another dimension and dominion. Good God, my y'all, you know, you hear what I'm saying. I prayed with you. Yes, this is another dimension. There's another dominion that you're going to have to break loose from normal. Your expectation going to have to be restored. What I say? In the book of Jude, listen very carefully. We're going to read 4 or 5 scriptures. In the book of Jude, there's only one chapter. If you got 2 chapters in it, you're in the wrong book. Beginning at verse 19. The 19th verse is a dangerous verse. The present day ministry of the Holy Spirit is here now. And every one of God's children supposed to be able to function at a higher dimension. Not just praying, not just saying, but seeing things happen supernaturally. Breaking bondage, breaking yokes, because you're operating in the spirit realm. So verse 19 is very dangerous, but it's very clear that a shift from verse 19 to verse 20 is made. These be they who separate themselves how? Having not the Spirit. Having not the Spirit. One who has the Spirit should not live like one who have not the Spirit. Can I get an amen from over here?
Amen.
Now notice the shift here in verse 20. He tell you a shift and he tell you how to shift into another dimension. 20 verse says, but ye, beloved, notice what he says now, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. Another dimension of faith. Then he says, praying in the Holy Ghost. Well, that's praying in tongues. That's praying in the Spirit. That's praying, you know, you've been baptized with the Holy Ghost. You're filled with the Holy Ghost, baptized with the Holy Ghost. You're praying in tongues. That's what they're talking about. Amen.
Amen.
But you see the switch. Now, I want to read the next verse because once you pray in the Holy Ghost, verse 21 says you're able to keep yourself in the love of God. That's a powerful place to be, boy. Keeping yourself or keep yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. I want to read another verse there because when I'm studying this, I saw something else in the 24th verse. I think the 24th verse is giving us a glimpse of what can happen if you understand the present day ministry of the Holy Spirit properly. You can walk in love. You can be under God's mercy. But I think there's some higher things. Say higher things.
Higher things.
Now the Holy Ghost will hit you in 22 minutes. It's on, brother. It's on. Ah, my. He might come early. In manifestation, I'm talking about. He already here. In demonstration, I'm talking about. Glory to God. You see, we're talking about praying in the Spirit unlocked the present day ministry of Jesus, of the Holy Spirit and Jesus. But we're dealing with the present day ministry of the Holy Spirit. He's here. Good God Almighty. And he can deliver whatever heaven has to offer. He's here to rescue you from anything that is hindering you to be from being full of joy and full of peace. Victory is on your road. Say what? Say victory on my road. I don't know about these other roads, but on my road, there's victory. Today! Y'all better let me get happy in here by myself. I've been praying so much I can't hardly talk in English. I'm trying to stay hooked up, stay down here with y'all a while. Victory on my road. Let me ask you a question. If you understand this in the spirit. If you say victory on your road, do you have to ask anybody what the problem? You didn't catch it. You didn't catch it. You didn't catch it. See, it doesn't matter what the problem is. When the Holy Spirit victory comes to your role, he can handle every seat, every situation, every circumstance, every limitation. What's missing in your life? People tired eating fried egg and eat a waffle every now and then. Hallelujah. 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. I ain't falling. I ain't falling. And to present you faultless. Turn all your filthiness into holiness. Before the present, look, notice this, of his glory with exceeding joy. Nothing like being free, you know. Now, you ready to go to work? Whew. My God. These four words need to be taken care of. Senses, Spirit, strong, solid. After you learn how to function in your spirit, you're going to be strong and you're going to be solid. Your weak spot today is in your senses. Write that down. Your weak spot is in your senses. You went back in your senses. Notice I didn't mention your soul, because there are weak spots in your soul. But there's no weak spot in your spirit. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. Things should constantly be coming new to you. Go back to that 20th verse. But ye beloved, you see it? Building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in tongue, praying in the spirit, praying in the divine language, all right? And what you're doing when you pray in the spirit, according to Jude, you're turning on the switch of the supernatural. You're turning on the switch of the supernatural. You're speaking divine secret that will correct any situation. Can I get a loud amen on that? Let me get to you again, because y'all, I think y'all, some of y'all are deaf. Listen. When you're praying in the spirit, you're speaking divine secret, divine mystery, divine codes that will correct any situation. How many of you would like a life style that you know how to correct any situation? When he talks about, turn to another scripture here. Turn to 1 Corinthians 14. Glory. 1 Corinthians 14, chapter 14, verse 2. Let's add it on. It says here, my goodness, for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. Direct line sound like to me, right? For no man understandeth him. Now, howbeit in the spirit, he speaketh mysteries, or speaketh secret, or speaketh hidden things, or coded language. God's secret will or plan. Divine mystery. So therefore, we have to come to the conclusion that a child of God, because of this verse, becomes, with the knowledge of it, because you don't have the knowledge, you won't become it, becomes a speaking spirit, speaking things that this world don't have to offer. Obtaining supernatural, miraculous information that can cause manifestation and demonstration like never before. Who want their life to change up in here then? You see, you got to go over. You got to go higher. You got to move in the realm of the word. The word is spirit and life. Truth and grace sit over here. Faith is in the center, grabbing grace and love and whatever need to make you a spiritual person. You can speak spiritual language. You can speak God language. You can speak the Holy Ghost language. You can speak Jesus' language in another dimension. You're not jammed. You're not stuck. Huh? You're not defeated. No, you can't defeat a child of God. Huh? You see, praying in the Spirit, turn to Hebrews 4, verse 16. Praying in the Spirit give you direct access to the throne of God. Huh? Direct access. Access to the throne of God. Once the first syllable you get out of your mouth, boom, you're at the throne. Satan can't intercede it. He can't interrupt it. Your mind can't interrupt it. Your senses can't interrupt you. Your soul can't interrupt you. You've gone off in the Spirit. You're at the throne in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. You're standing in the presence of God. You can't be jammed no more. Because you got this language that flip a switch into another dimension. I see demons going back from your house now. I can't handle this. Send somebody else. That woman talking in a strange language back in that back room. I don't know what she's saying, but every time she says it, I see waves flowing from glory. The devil afraid of people who speak in tongues. He know they know a secret. The power of the cross, the power of the gospel, the power of the resurrection, the power of Jesus' ascension, the power of him being seated on the right hand of the Father all come together when you're praying in the Spirit to get the job done. All graces are turned loose. All truth is turned loose. All mercy is turned loose. All love is turned loose. All joy is turned loose. Because you're bypassing your senses. Your sense, I know you got some intelligence, but you're not this intelligent. See, you're not that intelligent. You're not intelligent enough to walk in the Spirit. You got to do that in your spirit. You can't do that. You can't do that because you got a good IQ. Matter of fact, I have said to men and women, if you want to see more miracles, you need to get a little awkward. You need to admit you don't know everything. Then God might show you something. We get so intelligent and so sharp and so smart that we won't make that move God wanted to make because we want to keep our dignity. You ain't got no dignity. Not in the spirit. You got to be willing to move, man. So here we are speaking spirit. Speaking secret. Look what secret will do for you. Look in Matthew 13 a minute. Secret and mysteries. My God in heaven. Give me three hallelujahs.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Clap your hand. Clap your hand. Because I gotta get you in. You gotta get into this thing. Because I'm saying, look at me. Listen. I'm saying heavier things than you hear it. Y'all better tune in now. Y'all better tune in and see, I don't have no little three-piece outline yet. See, I'm speaking some things into your life. You're going to need these things. Time changing. Things getting worse on the other side. But you're on the ship. What he told you? Go to the other side. Things get rough in your life. Just get on the ship. And say, all right, wind blow, storm can fall, but I'm going to the other side. I'm going where there's peace. My God, I'm glad I came to church today. Boy, I'm doing everything I can to hold on. Whew. My goodness. I'm trying to wait till y'all catch up a little bit. Hallelujah. Whew. My goodness. Yeah, Matthew 13. Verse 11. He said, now he said we're speaking mystery in 1 Corinthians 14, 2. Huh? And, there's a revelation within the context of that. In other words, you go in the mystery, things that are hidden from the devil that are meant to govern your life. Things that are hidden from the devil, but there are things you hear to govern your life that you can live above him. He don't hear it. It's not for him. It's divinely coded. But your spirit unscramble it. Well, I'm not worried about your grammar. I'm not worried about getting tied up on a word. I've been around here too long with the Lord, boy. Sometimes I bleed tie you up so you won't look so good. Let him look good. But the Holy Spirit is a de-scrambler. Things look strange. Things look like they're about to put you in a struggle. But the Spirit come and deprogram the devil and reprogram you and tell you no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Secrets from God. Secrets from God is what we need. And we go over in the spirit realm, guess what's going to happen? Exactly what's going to happen. Secret decoded for you and coded for the enemy. Secret counsels that govern God in his dealing with the righteous, hidden from the ungodly and the wicked. When you pray in the spirit, you're dealing with the gateway into the spirit realm. There's a gateway. Once you get through that gate, it's over. Go back again. I want to deal with a word that the Holy Spirit descrambled for me. Go back to 1 Corinthians 14. I've been reading this scripture many years. I saw the word, but the Holy Spirit did something with it that I think will cause fruit to grow in our lives. 1 Corinthians 14, go back there again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In 1 Corinthians 14, 2 again, for he that speaketh an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men but unto God, for no man understandeth him. I got to take my time with this because this is new territory for me. When the Lord did this for me, he showed me something. And I have to make sure I see it like he see it. That word, howbeit, he separated it from me. See it all together in your Bible, isn't it? But then he separated, and he said to me, to say to you, how be it in the spirit for you today? I know what it should be, but how be it for you in the spirit today? If I say something higher than your senses, can you receive it? If I would speak to you in this service something higher than the scriptures you know, could you receive it? If I reach out this morning to take you to another level, never to drop back to another level again, could you rise with me this morning? See, preaching has more to do than with the preacher. It has to do with the one who's listening. God deals with the heart of man, not the mind of man. God deals with your heart. If your heart not right, you got to get it right. See, a lot of time, the word, John 15:3, the word is in the process of cleaning your heart so you can receive what God said to you. God cannot contact you in any kind of condition. You can sit in the hottest service you want to be, and the power of God can be all over the place. But if you don't let God deal with your heart, you're going to miss out. Somebody's going to get it sitting next to you, but you're not going to get it because you've been gossiping. You've been dipped with other people's business, and you haven't asked God to forgive you, and you came to church with all that junk on your heart. There has to be a repentance for that can be a refreshing. Leave other people's business alone. Most people dealing with other people's business, their business ain't not straight. Don't shout my eyes because I'm preaching. Romans chapter 8. How be it in the spirit with you today? How hungry are you? How thirsty? Blessed are they who do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Blessed they shall be filled. Any man come thirst, come to me. Out of his belly. But you got to be thirsty. God does not give living water to unthirsty people. Ask the person next to you, are you thirsty? Because I'm going to press on in a few minutes. I'm going to see how thirsty you are. You thirsty? I'm going to press it in a few minutes. I'm going to tell them ahead of time. I'm going to press it in a few minutes. I'm just going to find out how thirsty you are. Preachers don't like to preach revelation that come back to them. They usually zip their notepad up. Just say a few more words and go on to the house. Your healing is being unlocked today. Watch what I say. Watch what I say. Watch what I say in the spirit. If you hear it, you got it. All poor circulation, leave this building today. I heard that in the spirit. Any type of blockage, be cleared up today. I heard that in the spirit. Now, there's any kind of way for you to check it, check it. Some of y'all are tingling with leave. Jesus have his flushing rod out. All over this place. Now, oh my God. Now your breathing changing. Because the Holy Ghost says so. I say your breathing changing. You were short-winded, but now you can hold it a long time because something happening in here. The drilling work of the Holy Spirit is greater than a pill. You heard what I said? The drilling work of the Holy Spirit is greater than appeal. And remind you here, he's drilling to open these blockages, to free up the circulation. Believe I'm able to do this? All poor circulation gone. You act like it don't leave, just tell it. Just tell it. Say, no, you gone. In Jesus' name. Romans 8. Come on, let's go. If you get it, just jump up and holler if something hits you. Because I tell you, I sense it. I sense it in the spirit, boy. You know? Something you couldn't use, now you can use it. Because the Lord says so. Romans 8. Now, this is good praying territory here in Romans 8. Hallelujah. There's a sign in my RV window. I think Ronald did it for me. The sign says, you listening? Living a good life on purpose. Write that down. Living a good life. See, the good life can't come by accident. You got to see it. You got to see it in the word. You have to hear it in the spirit. You have to walk it out by faith. Oh, man, come on. You got to, what I said? You got to see it in the word. You have to hear it in the spirit. And what else? Now you say it. You got to see it. Now all those had to be in place. See, because nothing from the kingdom work without faith. See, when you see it in the word, the spirit and life that is in the word kicks in a law in the spirit. Romans 8:2, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus begin to make you free in every area. Then you're ready to walk it out. We might walk it out in a few minutes. Walk it out, you know. Walk it out. Walk out of that circumstance. Walk out of that situation. Walk out of that problem. Walk out of that limitation. Walk out of that lack. Yeah, we walk out of it. He's here. Oh, my goodness. Walk out of it. You're free today. The lamb has turned into a lion. He's no longer just the lamb of God. He's the lion of the tribe of Judah. Every animal knows in the jungle when the lion is walking down the path. The lion never jump in the bushes. No, he don't have to jump. Everybody else jump in the bushes. The lion, when the eagle fly in the sky, all birds bow. He's the master in the sky. Guess what? God have given you the spirit of the lion. God have given you the spirit of the eagle. I shared with you earlier, but there's some new people here. There was a little lion got caught up in a lamb flock. And they would go out to drink. The little lion there, he with the lamb, they drank. And the lion, the big lion, come and roar, and they all run back. But the lion is the king. And they went back another day. And that little lion got to look at himself in the water. He looked up at that big lion. He looked at them lamb. He looked back down the water and saw he looked like that lion on the other side. When the lion roared this time, he run to the other side. He recognized, I don't have to run with the lamb no more. I wish you would understand. There's a level in the spirit realm. You can get church members to be crying and hollering about, what are we going to do? You say, I'm going with the lion.
I'm flying with the eagle.
I gotta stop flying with them red birds and mockingbird and blackbird. You're supposed to be flying like the eagle. They can't go high enough. I'll be flying my jet, you know, and flying, and my pilot, the speakers be on, and those guys down there, boy, they're chopping. They can't go no higher. See, the jet can't go no higher. The plane can't go no higher. Especially them little planes. They're down there. The weather down there. The weather whooping them up. We flying over it. We 40-something thousand feet in the air, going 570 miles an hour, trying to get to God's destination. He did it. Now, boy, when you learn to say, whatever you have, you learn to say, he did it. Oh, Lord. You going to turn him on, then he's going to do something else for you. Give him the glory. Lift your hand in the air. Give him the glory. For whatever good thing that have happened in your life thus far, don't look at the bad thing. Look at the good thing. He did it. He did it. He woke me up this morning. Good God Almighty, he did it. Every good thing, every perfect gift coming from above. From the Father of light, in whom no variable shadow turneth. He's a good God. I said, he's a good God. You not no lamb. Don't let anything crucify you anymore. You got the spirit of a lion now. Roll back at it. If God is for me, who can be against me? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, roar back at him. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask what you will. Verily, verily, I say, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed. Roar back at him. Speak the scripture. You're a roaring lion when you speak the scripture. Satan know who you are. God had not given us a spirit of fear. Power. Say power. Oh no, you can't say it like that. Power. Love. And a sound mind. The power of the cross is on my side. The power of the resurrection is on my side. Power of the Holy Ghost is on my side. Power of the Word is on my side. Woo, that's power. Wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. Good God Almighty. I hear the blood speaking this morning. Be healed. Be blessed. Be delivered. Be free. Be more than a conqueror. I don't know what this is going to do for you. You know what I heard just now? Here come your answer. That's what I heard. Hey, here come your answer. What you been asking for? What you need? I heard the Spirit of God says, here come your answer. The atmosphere is right. The glory is right. The faith is right. The anointing is right. Here come your answer. Wow. 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 Not only that, praying in the spirit provokes the present day ministry of the Holy Spirit. It is a hot line to the spirit world. Head all about shakata. Not afraid of anything or anybody or any situation. If he did it once, he could do it again. If he healed one lamb man, he could heal another lamb man. If he give one blind man sight, he can give another blind man sight. Huh? If he call one man from the dead, he can call somebody else from the dead. The Bible said Jesus Christ is saying what? Yesterday, today, and forever. What he done yesterday, he's able, also able to do it today. Somebody shout glory to God. You're not stuck. You're not stuck where you are. Your promotion come today. I said your promotion come today. Are you going to receive it? I said your promotion come today. The spot where you've been that you didn't want to be, you shall never see it no more. Woo! Woo! That's a good one there, boy. The spot that you've been that you don't want to be, you'll never see it no more. Every habit you've been stuck in that you don't want in your life, leave you today. My goodness, man. Y'all getting this? I'm going to have to close in a minute. Every damnable spot turn into a blessing now. It was supposed to destroy you, but now the gospel has set you free. The gospel come not in word only, but in power, the Holy Ghost, and much assurance. It is so. You sing of God, your husband is in the car, headed your way. You didn't hear me. You sing of women who are ready to get married, your husband is getting in the car, he headed your way. Look for him because he's on the way. Hallelujah. I know it's done you any good, preach myself happy. Romans 8. Hallelujah. Romans 8. Y'all better get up your band. Come on, where the band is? Y'all get in your place. Romans 8. Glory to God. We'll see another aspect of praying. You can't be tied up. You can't be bound. God have given you a way out. The Holy Ghost is my helper. Say it. The Holy Ghost is my partner. I'm in partnership with the Holy Ghost. He knows exactly what to do right now. You know what the word say in Romans 8:26. Let's just stop there a few minutes. Whew. Anybody got something? Run, run, run. It's time to catch a hold. Run, because it's time to make a move. Make a move. Believe the word of God. Act like you got something. Rejoice in the Lord. Your breakthrough is here. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. This is camp meeting time. This is the power. This is the glory of Almighty God. This is the glory. Receive. Believe. Go ahead on, receive it. Right on, receive it. Believe you're receiving while you're moving. Believe you receive while you're moving. You're receiving while you're moving. You're receiving while you're moving. Act on the word. Act on the word. Act on the word. You're receiving while you're moving. You're receiving while you're moving. Act on the word. Acting on the word. Woo! God Almighty. Woo! I wasn't planning to go to all these places today. I got a whole week ahead of me, glory. Woo! Glory to God. Everything been stolen from you, come back to you today. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Everything that's been stolen from you, you take it back today by force, by the force of the Holy Ghost. Receive. Now let's try to read this scripture, and then we're going to close. Look at somebody and tell them, I got some stuff today. Man. My God. My. Come on, praise him. Go ahead and praise him. Get your hand in the air and praise the Lord. Get your hand in the air and praise the Lord. Glory to God. Go ahead.